Hello and welcome again to Jots and Tittles. This is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church. I'm actually sitting here today. It's a Lord's Day afternoon. It's Sunday, September the 18th of 2022, and I am in the Westminster Baptist Church in London, England, and I had the opportunity to worship here this morning and the privilege of preaching. And there were a couple of men who were here as visitors, as I am today, because they were here for the Trinitarian Bible Society. And one of those is my new friend, Pastor Alejandro Riff, who is from Argentina. So, Pastor Alejandro, welcome to the Jots and Tittles podcast.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Jeff. I give to the Lord, I praise to the Lord for the service this morning. You preach in the service, yes? And it was very good to me and my family.
Well, you are very kind. To God be the glory if there was some profit in that. So, Alejandro, you were here for the Trinitarian Bible Society annual general meeting. You're involved in that. But first of all, you're a pastor.
Yes.
And so what's the name of your church, in the Spanish name, please?
Well, the name of my church is Iglesia Cristiana Biblica de Rosario.
Okay. And Rosario is a city in Argentina?
Rosario is a city in the middle of the country, Argentina.
Okay.
Yes. It's Buenos Aires is the capital, and it's 300 kilometers on the north side.
Okay. Yes. And so tell me about your church. It's a Reformed Baptist church?
Yes, it's a Reformed Baptist church. My church was adopted the Baptist Confession 13 years ago, yes.
Wow, 13 years ago?
13.
Okay. Yes. How did you come to embrace Reformed theology? How did you learn about it?
Well, I always read the Spurgeon's books. One day, one person told me, we use in our church the same confession of faith as Spurgeon. And he said, what is the confession? I don't know. I can found that confession by internet. And told me, yes, you can find the confession. So I have a book in my shelf. The name the book is the True Gospel. It's a compilation of the many sermons of the pastor Spurgeon. Yes, and one sermon said the limited redemption.
Hmm.
Yes. And I didn't understand what is the limited redemption. Yes. But when I read the Baptist Confession, I understand that the position of the Spurgeon is the same position of the old Baptists from the Reformed era.
Mm.
Yes. And I into in the doctrine of the Reformed doctrine through the books of Spurgeon. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're reading Spurgeon, and you were understanding Reformed theology. Sounds like you understood the doctrines of grace.
Yes.
And then from that, the 1689 confession. Your church holds to the Second,
yes,
London Baptist Confession of 1689. Wow. How many Reformed Baptist churches are there in Argentina?
Well, I am not sure is that the Reformed Baptist specific.
Mm-hmm.
But they use the confession. Around 40 congregations.
Around 40 congregations?
Not churches. Some is congregations, and others is churches.
So like a preaching, some of them are preaching points where there may just be one or two families or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
40 churches, yes.
Okay.
We are a fellowship in Argentina. The name of the fellowship is, in English, I think,
mm-hmm,
is the Baptist Church Association of Argentina.
What is it in Spanish? How do you say it in Spanish?
Asociación Bautista Reformada Argentina.
Okay. Wow. So you guys are there in Argentina and you're preaching the gospel, but there's another There's another aspect of your theology in that you're also a pastor who holds to the Textus Receptus. Is that right?
Yes, my position, of course. I work for the Trinity Bible Society. I am a member of the Spanish team revision
right.
of the Bible, the Reina Valera Bible. There are around 6 or 7 churches with the same textual position than me.
So you were on the translation team along with Bill Greendike and others. Who else was on the team?
Yes, the team is Bill Greendike, is from the U.S. is my boss. there are 2 men from Spain. One is an expert in Greek and Hebrew, and the other man is an expert in Spanish grammatics.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
What is my part in the revision? I revised the italic letters, italic words.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
I used the computer to find the difference in between the Greek text and the Hebrew text respect to the words in Spanish and italics.
So you guys have completed the New Testament.
Yes, the New Testament was completed in 2016.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're working now on the Old Testament.
Yes, the World Bible is completed next year.
Wow.
Yes, this year on December.
Right.
But the next year we will print the Bible to all Latin America.
Do you plan to begin preaching from that translation when it's complete, when it's published?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Do you think what was needed about this TBS revision of the Reina Valera? Why is it important? Why was it needed?
The revision is important because we have 2 aspects in Spanish. One is the textual aspect. We found in the Reina Valera Bible some, I know how to say it, errors or no mistake, changes.
Right.
Yes, changes respect to the critical text, the work of the whole. Yes. So we read the Reina Valera 1602,
mm-hmm.
yes, and compare with the received text in the era of the Reina, Casiodoro de Reina, and Cipriano de Valera. And we use the same Greek text. The text is Erasmus,
mm-hmm.
yes, 1, 2, and 3
mm-hmm.
Edition. Stephanus, Robert Stien, Elsevier is not included, but yes, Teodoro de Beza.
Beza.
Beza in English. Yes.
Right.
Okay. We used to the polyglot and completism.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the
Complutensian polyglot.
Okay.
Yeah. It was since it was originally created in Spain. I'm sure you're pronouncing it correctly. But the English, the anglicized way of saying it is the Complutensian polyglot.
Basically, 4 texts.
Right.
Yes, but there are around 30 texts
right.
in Greek.
Right.
We consult that text. Yeah.
Right, right.
All variants is according to the translation of the 1602 of Valera. Yes?
Right, right. So you've been laboring at translating the Bible into Spanish. Let me transition just a little bit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, the second aspect.
The
first aspect.
First aspect's the text,
the second aspect.
Aspect.
Is grammatical.
Okay.
Grammatic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The base of our Spanish text is the Reina Valera 1909.
Mm.
Yes.
Right.
Not the 1960, because the 1960 is the United Bible Society. The Reina Valera 1909 is without copyright,
mm.
yes, and we use that. But the problem with the Reina Valera 1909 is the archaism words.
Mm.
Many, many words that they don't entry in the dictionary, yes, and we need to change the word to actually words.
Right, yes. A contemporary Spanish word.
Yes.
So there was some
and the grammar. Not only the words, the construction of the sentence, we changed that too.
Well, you guys worked hard, and you've completed the project, and now we can pray for the fruit of that labor to be. How are you spreading the word among Spanish speaking Christians and churches in Argentina about the new translation? How are people finding out about it?
I don't know what's the quantity.
Are you having meetings where you're telling with pastors where you're distributing the new copies of the New Testament and
what? I coordinate the distribution of the Bible in all America, Latin America, yes?
Okay.
Not only in Argentina.
Right.
I coordinate the distribution in Chile, Paraguay, Ecuador, etc. Yes.
How many of the new Spanish New Testaments have been distributed already in Latin America?
50,000 last year.
Wow, 50,000.
Yes. 50,000, yes.
Right.
And I'm New Testament and Gospel of John. And parts of the scripture.
Nice. Yes. I was going to ask you, thinking about Argentina in particular, what do you think are the greatest spiritual needs of the people of Argentina right now?
Well, in current days in Argentina, they are the beginning of the Reformed churches. Yes. In Latin America, the Reformed churches begin in República Dominicana, Ottoman Republic, yes, Colombia. But Argentina is the last country to the Reformation. But now it's about to change, yes. There are many, many new churches. Not confessional churches, but yes, with the doctrine of the grace, yes. So the 5 points of Calvinistics.
They're more Calvinistic Baptist churches.
Yes.
But there's probably a good chance that in time, a lot of those Calvinistic Baptist churches may become Reformed Baptist churches, don't you think? Maybe as some of those pastors who've embraced Calvinism may develop and then say, I want the full-orbed confessional Baptist perspective in my life and ministry.
Yeah. Many churches has only the soteriology of the Reform, yes. But the Catholic is different.
Right.
Maybe dispensationalism.
Well, I promised Pastor Alejandro that we would keep this, make this a short interview, and he has to leave soon to go back to his hotel, and he's got a flight leaving soon. Yeah. So I'm gonna bring this short interview to a close. Thank you, Pastor Alejandro,
for your
time. Thanks for being my guest. Anything else you want to say before we close? Anything else you want to add or say or before I close the interview?
I suggest that pray for us.
Okay. How can we pray?
For us, Latin America, and especially Argentina, with the gospel and the Reformed churches.
Right. Well, we will do that, and I'm sure that people who are listening to this will be provoked, encouraged to pray for you guys. Well, with that, I'm going to bring this short interview with Pastor Alejandro to a close. I hope you found some things that are profitable and encouraging in this conversation, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.